I call to order the Willis Planning Commission meeting of October 17th, 2018. Walter, would you give us the pledge of allegiance, please?
Salute.
Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
Chair White?
Here.
Vice Chair Michael?
Here.
Commissioner Hanson?
Here.
Commissioner Woods?
Here.
Commissioner Griffin?
Here.
Agenda review, are there any changes requested by commissioners? No? Staff?
Staff has no changes at this time.
Okay, public comment. Members of the public wishing to address the commission on any item not on the agenda may do so at this time when recognized by the chair. However, no formal action will be taken unless a majority consensus of the commission directs staff to place the item on a future agenda. Public is advised to limit discussion to one presentation per individual. While not required, please state your name and address for the record. Is there any public comment? Okay, approval of minutes. The minutes of the Planning Commission meeting held on September 19th, 2018. Pleasure of the commission.
I move that we approve the minutes of the Planning Commission meeting held on September 19th, 2019 as reported.
Okay, motion by Commissioner Hanson. Is there a second?
I will motion a second.
Second by Commissioner Michael. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Oh, not here.
Okay, Commissioner Griffith abstained since he was not present. New business, public hearing. Review of conditions for conditional use permit filed UP-18-03. Applicant owner Anna Camacho, Ada Corpus. 610 South Tehama Street, Assessor's Parcel 002-312-002. CG, General Commercial Zone, General Commercial Land Designation, Use Permit Conditions Review. Karen.
Yes, good evening, Madam Chair and members of the Commission. Before you is a review of the condition, the whole condition has to do with a use permit that you heard on June 20th of this year. And this was a use permit for the Willis Room House to establish a bar and cocktail lounge within this existing commercial building. At that meeting, that was the item before you, and we had a discussion about, and the applicant was present, about what this business entailed. And as part of this bar cocktail lounge, there is a restaurant, and this bar does have associated with it an on sale liquor license on Technical 47, which does, this is the item in question about the use. Because this type of license authorizes the on-sale eating place. It says an on-sale general eating place and restaurant is what the type of license does allow for. And it authorizes the sale of beer and wine and distilled spirits for consumption on the license premises. It does authorize the sale of beer and wine for consumption off the premises, but it also must maintain suitable kitchen facilities and must make actual and substantial sales of meals for consumption on the premises. Also, minors are allowed on premises with this type of license. So, as I said, June 20th, you did hear this, you approved this use permit to Ms. Camacho. At the September 19th meeting, which was just last month, a member of the public spoke during the public comment period, stating that the bar had been having music events again on Saturday nights, which had become a noise and nuisance. And as a result of that, staff contacted the Glynn County Sheriff's Department and obtained copies of a couple summary reports for that were called by anonymous callers reporting loud music. One was August 18th and the second was September 8th. This was stated at the September 19th meeting by the member of the public. So at the direction of the commission chair and the commission, staff was asked to bring back this use permit to the commission at this meeting to discuss possible revocation of the use permit, and that's why it's on the agenda as such. subsequently, the day after the meeting, staff did receive a letter from a member of the public complaining about the roll call controls that were taking place on Saturday nights. Since the meeting also, I have contacted the Lynn County Environmental Health Department regarding their approval and inspection of the facility, and they have been given a temporary permit. They had a few minor corrections, and in speaking with the department staff, they felt that those corrections were minor, but they would be inspected for compliance once they go back, which is only about 3 months, to do a follow-up check. But as far as being available open for the public, all the hoods and the fire suppression system was all installed. So that seemed to be, that was in order. I also spoke with the Villas Fire Department regarding any of their fire inspections. One was made earlier this year, and then another one was made subsequently earlier this month, which included the floor plan and looking through all of the items on their fire safety inspection, and they cleared the restaurant for use. So going back to the June 20th meeting where you adopted conditions of approval for this use permit, which are attached to your staff report, there are a couple of conditions. One was number 6, which states the applicant owner shall take all reasonable steps to discourage and correct objectionable conditions that constitute a nuisance in the parking areas and areas surrounding premises and adjoining properties during business hours directly related to the maintenance of the bar. Additionally, number 9, the operation of the platform provisions of all the state and federal laws and regulations, including those of ABC, alcohol, beverage control, and this has to do with Title 47 license and maintain the restaurant or the meals eating substantial sales. And then lastly, I say it's number 20, but I think the numbers are aligned at different rates, which is the county sheriff of the state of all ABC licenses. So those are the items that are possible in out of compliance, but as I stated, I did contact Ms. Camacho and informed her, I did send her a letter for the code section that governs use permits and revocation, which is 18.135.090. It states that in any case where the conditions of granting of a use permit have not been met or complied with, the planning commission shall give notice to the permittee an intention to revoke such permit at least 10 days prior to a hearing, and following the hearing, the planning commission may revoke such permit. As I stated, staff did contact Ms. Camacho and get her letter, which was received. The only comment I will make at this point is that there is a condition with the adopted conditions that stated no person under 21 of age is allowed on the public premises of the bar. I might want to ask to remove that because, as I stated, in speaking with the ABC, minors are allowed on the site with this type of license. It's similar to Applebee's. Somebody would walk into Applebee's, they could go into the bar area, they're ordering food, but in this case, it's similar to that. So that's the analogy that ABC gave me. So with that, I know Ms. Camacho was here in the audience, and she can speak on the status of where they're at and what's the status of the restaurant and such. And thereafter, I would recommend that the commission just hear her out and then provide direction to me thereafter.
Okay. Commission have any other comments? Okay.
Good evening, everyone. I'm here today. Mainly, we did a lot of changes on our music system, our bass, everything was changed to lower it down. I have tried my best to keep it as, you know, low as possible for everyone to be not uncomfortable with what we're doing. The restaurant was closed for a little bit. I'm in a situation where my daughter, she's 4 years old, and she was diagnosed with lupus, so she, right now she's under chemo. So I kind of did step down for a little bit. My brother has been left in charge of that. We are planning to redo everything, you know, back in business like it was when I was there all of August and part of September. And, you know, we do want to stay in business. We do, there's things in life that happens that kind of, you know, kind of take you out. But that's separate from this. But, you know, I do want you guys to kind of give us a chance to continue to do better business here in Willows. Like I said at the beginning, we're new to all this. There's a lot of things we're still learning. I want to go everything, you know, with rules, you know, follow the rules and have a good business in town too, and have people to come in and have a good time and eat something different like we have been in the beginning. Things are changing with us, which is in our management. We will be coming back 6 days a week, opening up. And, you know, I'm gonna work on more on the sound system to see maybe if I can have someone come in, check it out, you know, at that time to see if it's really that loud. Because when the officer did came one time, he did told us that it wasn't as loud. I was, you know, when he's inside, but like I said the other time, I'm inside, so I can only hear what's inside. I don't go out there like 2 or 3 blocks to see it. You know, if it's really that bad, and again, you know, don't want to apologize for people who are being disturbed about this. And I wish they would just come up and, you know, tell me personally so I can kind of work on this too, because I want the people in the city of Willows to be happy and, you know, really welcome us and be with, you know, with us too, to have, you know, this restaurant opening, you know, and have events for everyone too. So I know right now we've been only doing some Spanish events, but we have already planned, and on coming on November, got a few contrabands, you know, more things for the community to enjoy and to be part of, you know, to go out on a weekend, have a drink and have fun too, and have good food. So, you know, I do want you guys to give us the opportunity to show that too, you know, just we were new and but we're back. So that's what I want to, I'm here for, so I hope we can do business again.
Thank you for being here and explaining yourself, and yeah, absolutely, business is, everyone's got to learn it somehow, and then life throws the curveball, so I understand the situation. I just think that why the gentleman didn't come in is because if you look at it perception-wise, we were only open on Saturday nights, and loud, and that was his main concern initially. So I know that you haven't gone outside, but if you go outside and listen, the reason it was probably loud is because the door was probably open if it was hot inside. That makes perfect sense. But Willows is quiet. We don't have the traffic. We don't have the vehicle traffic, so sound travels a little farther sometimes, and sometimes people want their quiet evening. So just as long as it's recognized and you try a little better, and maybe do go outside or drive a block or two away and see how they're listening to it in a couple blocks. It, you know, it was your kid who was trying to sleep. I understand both sides of the situation. Said thank you for being here. We're not necessarily, we just wanted to see you and talk to you and understand it from your side of it as well, so that we could see, because for all of them, it's a party on Saturday night. That's all we knew, that's all that was reported. And looking at this, that's all that was, that's the conclusion that we came to, except that you just came and explained yourself. So those are my comments.
What days are you open?
We'll be doing from Tuesday through Saturday.
Starting when?
It's starting next week.
What are your hours of operation?
It will be from 2 to 9.
How many days were you open before?
From Tuesday through Sunday.
How many total days was the restaurant in business before?
It was 6 days.
No, I meant you were going. You said you were in business 6 days a week, but how many days were you? Was it 10 days, 15 days? Because I walked down there a lot. I went down there several times and never could find a place open. So how many days of operation was the restaurant?
At the beginning of 6 days, and then we cut back days.
I know, but how many total days?
Like
10 days, 15 days, 20 days? Before the restaurant was no longer operational.
It was from June to the end of August.
Was it June or July?
July through the end of August. that's when this, my situation happened.
So maybe about 30 days, maybe?
Yeah, over 30 days.
But you were still holding events on Saturdays?
It was, when I was there, everything was fine. Then my brother opened from Fridays or Saturdays, and then he had the event.
Well, you had one in August, you had one in September, and you just had one last weekend.
Yeah.
But the restaurant's been closed since August.
No, it's been open one day and then another day. You know, it's not like a every Tuesday
so nobody
or Friday.
So nobody knew when you were open?
We would have posted it on our Facebook page or on our, you know.
But somebody driving by wouldn't know?
Not really.
Okay.
Be honest.
I'd like to say that my heart pleads for you and your daughter's situation. God bless you. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that those life events are more important. I think the concern that most for the board and what Chair White is saying is, as a business, it runs by certain laws, and the laws are, there's no emotion involved in them. It's just to keep everybody honest, and the business needs to be displayed in such a way that people are aware that it's a business, and it's not just a old cow that people come for a party now and then. Mm-hmm. It needs to have a consistent showing, a consistent almost character that you know that is there, clearly posted hours. And our understanding was that you would have the food always available because that is the type of alcohol permit that you have. Those things by the state of California are taken very seriously, and they can mean big fines for you. And I feel really sad for the situation that you're in right now, but I do realize that this is an emotion. We're not trying to punish you, we want to help you. The reason we're here is to make your business successful. But if you had some kind of issue before, or if some issue comes up again, please come talk to our staff or stop, find somebody to talk to, because it could reflect poorly upon you, and it could end up costing you a lot of money in fines or other problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to say to the council, I think along with what Commissioner Mike was saying, is we are here to help. I think it's always good to give everybody a second, maybe a third chance. This is my opinion. But I understand the concerns of the commissioners, and it's your call. But I like to extend some empathy, give someone else another chance. It's always a Christian thing to do, if you will.
Well, that's fine, but again, the law is the law. We give your conditional approval on that you've met those terms. In the terms of ABC, to have that license, you have to have an operating restaurant open when the bar is open. You don't, so you're breaking the law. You're breaking your code. So as far as I'm concerned, until it should be revoked to a point you can get your act together and get the restaurant working so that you can have the bar open. 5 minutes.
Are you thinking you're planning to open again if we were to extend this, or are you open next week? Is that what you're saying to us?
Yes.
Will the restaurant open?
There's no events coming up or anything until we're fully open, like we did in the beginning.
Well, you have them scheduled for November 17th.
That I didn't know.
It's on your Facebook page.
It's just, I guess the thing we're looking at is, and you have life circumstances to do that, but if we give you a shot, whether that's a 1 or 2 month conditional use permit, like, we'll monitor it. We might even come in and eat and enjoy the food too, but consistency is the key to success in business. You have to, whether it's Wednesday through Friday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever it is, it's got to be consistent, especially in a small town where, you know, word doesn't travel quickly, and Facebook's cool. There's the majority of people don't look at Facebook, so it's word of mouth, and that word of mouth takes time to change. So if you can establish consistency, I think that my stance would be to give you a 2 month use permit.
If I may just comment, there is a condition in the which said that she was given a 6 month, and that review would come back before you in December if we kept the same thing as the use permit as it is. So if commission, you know, would feel that the Willow's Roadhouse will fully function as a restaurant and be open for service, then that would comply with what the conditions are, and then we still would bring her back in December to see how things have transpired. that's an option for you to consider as well.
My thoughts are, and I too would be willing to not revoke it at this time, but you need to really understand that this would be a one-time extension, or one-time continuance, I guess would be a good choice. Because the thing is, when you're advertised and it comes out that it's a nightclub, a nightclub, a nightclub, and then you're not open for food, and it's very inconsistent, and we've all tried to go, and we weren't open. I understand that there was, you had situations, and we've all been there and had things like that happen. So I would be willing to let it continue. But if the restaurant is not working, then don't have the bar going.
Okay.
If you're not serving food, don't be serving liquor at the bar, is what my advice would be. Because we will be reviewing it, and it will be monitored.
If ABC comes around and you serve a liquor and you don't have food, they'll shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just warning them. They check this stuff pretty thorough.
And the other thing is, it's you really need to, that's the one part of it. But the other part is the disturbance in the neighborhood. It's, you know, the people that were upset and were complaining, they've lived there for many years and never had an issue. And it's, I mean, that was kind of a rowdy place in its day, and they've never had an issue. So the fact that it's just kind of a situation where everything that could go wrong seems to have gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to give you an opportunity to fix that. But on the other hand, if you don't fix it, I would be the first one to recommend that we revoke it. So that's my thoughts on that. Okay. Any other comments by the commission?
Thank you for being here.
Okay. Open the public hearing. Is there any comment on this matter from the public?
I
don't. Okay. Mr. Ross?
I'd like to step out of my mirror.
Okay.
Persona, if you will, or mask for a moment. And speak as Dr. Ross, D-O-U-G-R-O-S-S, resident of Willows. I went with a friend of mine over there one, I forget what day it was, but it was closed that day. And we had been kind of looking forward to being open, so we add to the statistics of people who did that. And then, but what I was gonna say is, I think for all, this is my 20th year of writing for the Valley Mirror, and in that stretch of time, I've heard quite a bit about aid agencies for startup businesses. I know the HRA has microenterprise grants. It seems like everywhere I go to cover meetings or talk to people, you know, there's virtually some giant poster like out of Atlas Shrugged, if you're familiar with that. It's going like this and saying, we'll help your business get started. We'll help your business progress. What I was going to recommend is that the owner and the manager somehow get hooked up with some kind of an agency, EHH, I know Yassi Lam over at HSSA, and not everybody, just like not everybody knows about Facebook, not everybody knows about the aid that's available. I mean, like really, what you need sometimes is hard business techniques delivered to you, just like pizza, as it were, reliably of the kind you need. So that's what I feel is missing here, is that the structural availabilities of business aid, I think, could really help the Roadhouse. And my advice in general to the owners is to get that. I think that would really yeah, if it's going to fly. I know the Wright brothers, you know, every time they're in their early tests didn't get off the ground, but eventually they did. But I'd just like to say I feel that's what's missing, and I'll conclude with that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Doug. Yeah, good element. And I would say, Anna, in Orland, Highway 32, where the Papa Murphy's is, there's a new business incubator that's been established by the HHSA. Yossi is involved with it, but Jody Samans, and granted, they aren't specialists in respiratory, or however you'd say it, but it's business, so they can help you, maybe give you some resources. It's there for you, so.
Okay, thank you very much.
Is there any more comments from the public? Okay, we'll close the public hearing. The pleasure of the commission?
I'm not motioning, but I have a motion to take no action and let it ride. And I don't know how you guys feel as well.
I can remember that with staff monitoring closely.
I would ask that Anna contact me when the restaurant is open so that information could be disseminated.
So is there a motion or? I mean,
we have to take action.
I think the action would be whether or not.
Well, I'm opposed to this continuing myself. We had a meeting in June, everything was explained, and then by July it's open for a few days into August, and then they have events in August, September, and October. Mm-hmm. I just do not feel comfortable continuing this.
Nor do I.
Yes, a motion to revoke. It sounds like it would be a second.
I'm going to revoke it until she gets her act together.
I second. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Nay.
Okay, doesn't pass.
Okay, also the letter will be sent, but there also is a name appeal period with the use permit to.
Yeah, but I think the dishes of the restaurant has to be open, not just food at the bar, but the restaurant open.
As it stands with this type of license, food is the first and foremost, and that's the major sales that have to be documented for this business. So I believe Ms. Camacho has it down. I would ask that if she is out of probably the managing portion of it, if it's her brother or whoever is part of it doing this operations, that they contact me or I have their information, because I have Anna's information for contact. And if there's another form of contact, number or address and such to keep in contact with, I would like to get that information from her.
Okay. Next item, use permit file UP-18-004, applicant owner Lori Emmanuel Rodriguez / David and Marilee Doolittle, assessor's parcel number 002-311-013, 669 South Tehama Street, General Commercial Zoning District, General Commercial Land Use Designation, request to establish a used car sales business. Staff.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Commissioners. The applicants have been before you in the past, Emmanuel and Lori Rodriguez. They have established a towing company, A1 Plus Towing Transport, that is adjacent to the subject property. As part of their business, they tow vehicles, trailers, and such, and as part of also the business, it's kind of augmenting to recoup some sales or recoup some of the lost revenue so they sell vehicles. So this has occurred a couple times or so. I have contacted Mr. Rodriguez about this and, you know, informed him, yes, we do have a use permit on the adjacent property for the tow business. I understand that this is the type of business that is in conjunction with your tow business. However, it is on a different lot and it needs to have its own separate use allowed. So that's what is bringing you to this use permit. And so he can establish a used car sale.
where the tow business is. It's a general commercial, which is intended for commercial facilities that are necessary for the public and conveniences. And it sounds, you know, according to the letter that Mr. Rodriguez submitted with his application here, that, you know, they intend, you know, to sell them along the way, not something that's there all the time, but periodically there's going to be a sale there, or a vehicle or sale, or, and therefore they would like to be able to sell those. So use permit does allow this under section 18.60.030 subsection 6 with a use permit. So with that, we will move forward with his request. And the general plan in this zone area is also a general commercial, which does allow for general retail sales and services. And I too is that the general plan development, we do a policy statement that talks about compatible land uses, and the city should only approve proposals that would be compatible with existing uses. I think it falls in line with what this request is. So just a little background to recap. In May of 2012, as I say, the planning commission heard a use permit to allow them to establish a tow business, and it has been operating ever since then, and we are moving forward with allowing this secondary use to be next door. So with that, you know, his desire is to use the eastern portion of the subject lot at 669 South Tehama and use that for the vehicles to be towed there for sale. And it's on the corner of Tehama and Elm Streets. Mr. Little owns the same property that he has his business, his tow business on, and also owns this property. There is a single family dwelling that is located on the western two-thirds of this subject parcel, and it is separated by a wooden fence, as I tried to indicate on the pictures of the staff report. Entrance to the subject lot, or the place that they're going, will be through the driveway that is at the tow business. So this notice was published in the paper as required by use permits, and also owners within 400 feet were sent a notice of the hearing. The staff has not received any kind of comments in one way or another regarding this business during the preparation of this and since then. With that, there's a resolution that is attached which has the conditions for findings of the conditional use permit with located within it, and also staff does suggest that this is a exempt from further review, seek review, which is also incorporated into the resolution. I know that Mr. Rodriguez is there in the audience this evening. If you have questions on him, staff would recommend that you hear Mr. Rodriguez out. Look to adopt a resolution for his use permit as staff report has indicated.
I would like to speak first if I could.
Okay, Mr. DeMello.
Open the public hearing.
Open the public hearing.
Sorry. Thank you. I would like to thank the commission for all they do for free and just out of the goodness of their heart and service to our community. I go way back with some. Anyway, the land in question here is the very corner of Elm and Tehama. And the thing that I want to point out the most is it's not going to be like a used car lot where you see a whole bunch of cars lined up and with prices and light bulbs hanging, you know. Mr. Rodriguez's business, sometimes they don't come and get their cars, and so they become some lien sale. So he becomes the owner of them, and he has to get rid of them, and it augments his financial situation. And it's not, like I said, it's not going to be 20 cars lined up around there. Just he's had two or three at a time. At one point, the city allowed him to put out one or two cars, and he got that in writing, and to put the cars away at night. That was one of the big things, and he's more than willing to do that. Myself and my wife and my son, we're all in favor of it. Like it was pointed out, we own there's five city lots. And my father and I bought them together. We built a house. I was here 35 years ago. Peter Town stood up for me, or I wouldn't have got the use for it. And I built a retirement home for my parents. So that's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you guys tonight?
Fine.
Excellent. So I just have any, if you guys have any questions about the business, or, I mean, he kind of explained everything. Basically, it's just a way to, when a police officer tows an abandoned car, or if he, or she, I should say, has a DUI or something of that nature, those people go to jail. Sometimes they don't come back and pick up their car. So that's, I have to lien it. California says I have to do it within the first 15 days. I do that. It takes about 35 to 38 days, depending on the value of the vehicle, right? I store that vehicle inside my shop, or his shop, you know, ours. Yeah, anyways, and then at that point, I determine whether if it has any value, if it needs to go to the junkyard, it goes to, I have to tow it to Chico, or I have to tow it up to Corning, and it's just cost money to do that. So I then, if it has any kind of value whatsoever, if I think I can sell it to somebody and it can run and drive, then I usually put it out for sale. Facebook and sometimes Craigslist, but usually my Facebook, I have enough followers on my Facebook page. You guys were talking about Facebook earlier, but you know, sometimes there's one car I put out there, it took literally 3 hours. I didn't put it on anything. I put it outside and 3 hours later it was gone. Other times it sat out there for 3 weeks. It depends, and the longer I have the car, I don't need it. I want the money, right? So I drop the value of that car until somebody bites at it, and I usually just say, give me some money, and you can drive the car away. California makes me remove the license plates off the vehicle on a lien vehicle, so it forces them to go get it registered and all that stuff. So I do everything through a lien sale company to do all that, and it's been, like he said earlier, when we first went into business 6.5 years ago, I guess it was, we did a whole bunch of work to that building and got it up to par to what handicapped bathrooms and all that stuff that we need to do. And then it came to the point where, like, I got to get rid of these cars. And I didn't realize I was going to have that many. Actually, I was hoping everybody's going to pay me to come and get their car, but that didn't happen. So anyways, long story short, that's how I came. And then it's like, he had that piece of property right there. I'm like, hey, can I use that? I'll keep it nice and clean for you, so that way the fire department doesn't come back to you and say, we need to clean it. So I keep it clean and all that stuff, and keep it mowed down and graveled, and it's all ready to go. I mean, I just park cars there. I park my tow truck there during the daytime sometimes to get it off the city street. And it's just a nice place to park, really. So, and it's right on the corner lot. You guys know where it's at. So a lot of people go down Elm Street. A lot of people live down there. It's a visual spot for people to see cars. I write for sale, my phone number, and a price on the car, on the windshield. That's what I do. So, do you have any other questions about that? I mean, I can more than happy to answer.
I did drive by there, and it's not big enough to be a big used car.
It's not, right?
So I don't think you could put more than 3 or 4 cars there.
Well, I can fit quite a few on there, but it would be stacked in there where you couldn't even walk on, because
exactly.
I'm good at
and
doing
it.
I have aloe vera plants, and I have some artichoke plants in the back, but you know, they're in buckets. Yeah, it's all good. So, that's just kind of currently right now, because of this use permit stuff, and I stopped selling cars. So right now I have actually an abundance of cars inside my shop. I have 5 of them right now that I can actually put out for sale as soon as you guys allow me to do that. But in theory, I can price them low enough that I'll just get rid of them. So it happens periodically. Sometimes I've gone 3 months without a single car coming there because everybody buys or comes back for the vehicles. And then other times I'll get a whole bunch of them in there. A whole bunch to me is, this is a lot. 5 of them is a lot right now. So, but it's just, most of the time they're junk. I mean, literally, you don't even want them on the road. And, you know, so we take them to the junkyard. So, that's, if you have any other questions or anything.
No, I have to agree with Candy. I went by there. It's not a very big, it's not a very big lot. We don't see 20 cars sitting out there. It's nice and clean. And comments by the.
I was thinking the same thing. I thought, wow, this is great that they're actually going through the process and doing things the correct way for something that seems so inconsequential. I mean, I was measuring in my head, I was thinking, four pickup trucks, maybe would fit there, but I think
not in used cars business.
The Doolittles and Mr. Rodriguez, it's wonderful that you have respect the process and you've come here and made it very clear. It's very, it's very responsible, and I think that's commendable. And
I'm not really here to sell cars. I'm here to tell them. But unfortunately, I have to do that at times. So.
Any other comments by the commission?
It's not. Yeah, it's going to be no different than it was.
Right.
No, I don't want derby cars out there.
I do have one correction, Mr. Doolittle. We do get stipends now. The city council decided to give us stipends. We're not going to get rich on it, but we still do it because we like doing it. But.
I would like to say that it's been a joy working with the city from 2013 when we got the use permit to make it into a tow truck business. You guys helped us incredibly. The city just helped us. We couldn't have done it without them, and they were patient with us. They helped us through things, and even 35 years ago when I got the use permit in the first place to go from commercial to R1.
Thank you very much.
It's been really good.
Because that's not our case.
That's not the comment we all have.
It goes biblical in that you can catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar.
Yes. Okay, thank you, sir.
Good job.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment? Okay, we'll close the public hearing. Pleasure of the commission.
I move that we take next resolution in line, and resolution of the Planning Commission of the City, as well as approve the use permit file UP-18-04 for Manuel Rodriguez, allowing to satisfy the used car sales business of the property located at 669 South Pajita Street, parcel number 02-311-013.
Okay, and motion by Commissioner Griffiths, second. Second by Commissioner Woods. Any other further discussion? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries.
And just for the record, I state that the reminder that there's a 10-day appeal period for any use permit by the planning commission.
Okay, well, we're now down to commission commentary. Any of the commissioners have commentary tonight?
Just so everybody knows, the Willows High School Hawker girls won the volleyball championship last night. I'm a proud grandpa.
There you go.
November 1st is GMF Fun Grant. If you have any interest in parties, I've talked to a couple people in the audience as well. I've gotten some good stuff in so far. On the Hunger note, Willis is going to get his second win against Durham on Friday if you guys want to come.
Also, tomorrow at the live at the post office, it's the Lions White Cane Day. I will be there handing out white canes and accepting generous donations for our cyclist people. Plus, we have our meeting tomorrow.
Yes, we have our meeting tomorrow.
Yes.
Mr. Hanson, do you have any comments?
The only thing I was going to say is to reiterate what we went through tonight. There's a process for everything, and sometimes people aren't aware. And I hope Ms. Macho understood the seriousness of what we're talking to. The questions are serious. And to the Doolittles and Mr. Rodriguez, that you honor the process. This is how we have a civil society. I'm really proud of our community and having people like you in it and respecting our community is really a nice thing, and I wish more people would be involved like you are. I'd like to thank right back at you for what you do.
Thank you.
Okay, if there's no other comment, we stand adjourned. I'm sorry, Carrie.
We're not adjourned.
I just want to
take it back.
I just want to make some kind of comment. Next month's meeting, it would be the President DeSantis one. It's either the 21st would be Thanksgiving.
I would not be here.
So I would suggest the 14th of November. Everybody's okay. I do have a design review project that I had submitted that would be written before you. The 14th would be acceptable, then we'll hold the meeting on the 14th.
I'll be back to Phoenix by then, so it'll be fine with me.
So I wanted to make everybody aware that what the meeting date would be.
Okay. And that's not a problem.
I just wanted to let you know I always want to be here.
Yes.
I just did my schedule for November and it closed today, this morning, without being around the 21st. So I won't know my schedule until tomorrow. If I'm able to change my schedule, I will, but I can't promise because I did bid around the 21st.
Well, I'm throwing
it out. And I understand. I understand. Please, I just do it all day, but just let you know where I stand. So the world doesn't revolve around me. Well, it kind of does.
We all have these.
Because if I didn't have any application, but I didn't accept a design review application, and so that will be a project that I'll bring forward. And then just to follow up with you also about the R1, I have to do a code text amendment before the R1 guidelines can be fully adopted, according to our city attorney. So I have to insert some wording within the existing architectural design guidelines under criteria for review. So I have to make some length coordination of those. So it'll be a text amendment that will come before you. That's why it was taken off the city council agenda. So I just want to make you aware of that because I mentioned it up in British Forward. So with that, that's all I have to say. We'll see you on the 14th.
Okay.
We'll try again.
Try again. No more? Okay. We're adjourned.
Well,
yeah,
I like to teach you both.